across the universe by Not Freya and Straight Outta Hobbiton, read by Cookie Mom 6067. Part 3 of Doubt the Stars. This story is written in the form of text messages between Jimmy's private comm and Spock's. I hope that you enjoy it. Chapter 1, 2240. May 3rd, 2240, 3 days after James Tiberius Kirk successfully hacked the transporter and met with his only friend, Spock. Spock! This is Spock. May I ask who is contacting me? It's Jimmy Kirk. Mommy got me a comm of my own so I can talk to you. Cool, right? I cannot comment on the temperature of the device. I am pleased I am now able to contact you privately, however. How are you? All right. Kind of mad I couldn't stick around for longer. Mommy says I'm pouting. Pouting. I do not know the word. A pout is an expression. It tends to denote displeasure. I do not understand. Image. Jimmy is staring into the camera of his comm, eyes downcast, his lower lip pushed out, his arms are crossed. This is a pout. Well, it's an acting pout, but pouts kind of look like this. No Vulcan would make such an expression. No Vulcan would make an expression, Spock. Certainly not. I notice you have altered the font of the word an. Why did you do this? To add emphasis. If I were talking, I would stress the word to add humor to the sentence. A human trait. What, humor? That's crud. You're a riot, Spock. That is a metaphor I do not understand. Nor do I understand the word crud. I can tell we'll be having a lot of conversations like this. May 6th, 2240. Here. Hollow file attached. The Princess Bride, 1987, HVID. This is the classic hollow you spoke of during your visit. Yeah, you should watch it. Explain your reasoning. Simple, Spock. Cultural exchange. Terran humor is sort of difficult to grasp. This particular hollow focuses on stereotypes, wordplay, and puns, all wrapped up into a really interesting story. If you've got any questions, message me. Fascinating. Thank you, James. I shall endeavor to offer something appropriately Vulcan in exchange. Bring it on. May 7th, 2240. You sent me poetry. Vulcans rarely create visual recordings, and I do not believe you would enjoy our audio representations of our history. It's in Vulcan. The Princess Bride was in standard. I apologize. I did not realize the original Vulcan would be difficult for you. I shall endeavor to find a standard translation for you. No, don't worry. I'll figure it out. Good practice, right? Indeed. I have a question on the topic of Miracle Max. Shoot. Shoot equals ask me the question. I don't mind. Fascinating. The human propensity for violent metaphor is quite foreign to Vulcan speech. What's your question, Spock? I understand that Miracle Max and his wife are what humans refer to as a stereotype, but I do not quite understand what they are meant to be a stereotype of. Oh. Well, Miracle Max is a Jew. It's kind of a mean stereotype. But it's cool because Mel Brooks was a Jew, so it's fine. At least that's what Mommy says. What is a Jew? A person of the Jewish religion. They believe in God, an all-knowing, all-powerful, perfect being that created the earth in 7 days. Their beliefs spawned most other Western religions on earth, except for Scientology, who died out when the Vulcans landed. Thanks for that, by the way. There is a stereotype for a religious belief. Yeah, I don't know all the details. But this specific caricature is based on the Jewish population of New York City. The accent, the mannerisms, it's all from that area. Other parts of the stereotype are less nice. Big noses, money grubbing, kind of rude. Those stereotypes are older, like dark ages older, They're really mean. I do not understand why a natural physical feature and fiscal responsibility are not appropriate things to point out. It's all about the context. It's really hard to explain unless you know the history, and I only know parts of it. It's really sad. I am intrigued by this historical context. Could you possibly send me some literature, or perhaps a holovid, on the subject of Jews? I mean, I can, if you're really interested. Give me a minute. Spuck waits, and approximately 3 minutes later, he is inundated with files. Holofile attached, the Prince of Egypt, 1998, HVID. Holofile attached, the Pianist, 2002, HVID. Holofile attached, the Boy in the Striped Pajamas, 2008, HVID. Holofile attached, Schindler's List, 1993, HVID. Holofile attached, the Diary of Anne Frank, .hdoc. Holofile attached, the Book Thief, .hdoc. Holofile attached, Torah.hdoc. This is everything I found. The first link is probably one of the most important stories in Judaism. Even if it's an animated musical, it's considered one of the most accurate depictions of the story, at least from a religious perspective. The last link is a copy of the Torah, which is the Jewish religious text. Some of these hollows are really intense. I say that with the knowledge that you're a Vulcan and have your emotions under control, but they're intense. Thank you, James. I will bear that in mind. If you need something a little lighthearted to break up the horrible truths of my species, I recommend this. Holofile attached, Scooby-Doo, Where Are You, 1969 to 1978, HVID. I doubt it will be necessary. May 11th, 2240. My mother told me something quite fascinating yesterday evening. Really? What did she tell you? I inquired as to her knowledge of Judaism in the context of Terran culture. She informed me that I am Jewish by religious doctrine. It appears that in their culture, the religion itself is inherited through the mother, and my mother is of Jewish heritage. That's pretty cool. Technically, Mommy's Jewish, but we don't really practice. Mommy thinks religion is stupid, and Christmas is easier in space. It certainly is illogical. I guess. So what did you think of the stuff I sent you? You were correct that the subject matter was intense. I find it interesting that even before my mother informed me of my apparent heritage, I was moved by this history. Of course you were. You aren't made of stone. The Holocaust is a dark piece of human history. Did you watch any Scooby-Doo? I did not think canines could speak. June 3rd, 2240. Holofile attached, the Once and Future King.hdoc. Holofile attached, Monty Python, Holy Grail, 1975, HVID. So here's my next movie for you. It's hilarious, but also complicated. The book is for the context of the plot. King Arthur's pretty amazing. King Arthur is from a folktale, I believe. You have mentioned him before. Have I? Cool. Well, technically, there's lots of versions to this story, but this is the one I like best. Holy Grail is a comedic retelling of the story. Actually, the King Arthur connection is almost coincidental. Python focuses more on complete silliness, like Mel Brooks, except weirder, and English. Understood. July 14th, 2240. So what did you think of Watchmen? It was interesting. I'm sensing some hesitancy here. You know you don't have to like everything I send you, right? Watchmen is kind of demented, I know. The comics are even weirder, believe it or not. You say it is a favorite of yours, yet you are so critical. Well, yeah. The whole movie is critical. Watchmen is a cautionary tale, one that Earth didn't take to heart. Do you get it? Yes. No, you don't. I can feel it. That is the second time you have responded in such a way. Yeah, I meant to ask about something. Sometimes I swear I could feel you in my head. What's up with that?
I have noticed something similar. I believe it may be a minor bond of some kind. It was most likely formed sometime during your last visit.
Oh, so you're feeling what I'm feeling right now?
If you are feeling particularly hungry, then yes.
That's so cool.
I do not understand what temperature has to do with this conversation.
Funny.
Still, that's pretty awesome. It's almost like you're around.
Except not, because if you were around, I'd be kicking your butt in Kalto.
It is intriguing how you believe your skill has so quickly overtaken mine.
Better watch out, Spock. Next time, I'm going to win.
Perhaps. August 23rd, 2240.
James?
James, something is wrong. What has happened?
Nothing, Spock.
You are lying.
I'm fine, really.
I just had a thought, and it made me sad.
What was the thought?
It's stupid.
You are rarely stupid.
Thanks.
James,
tell me, what is the matter?
I just remembered I miss you.
I told you it was stupid.
It is not stupid, James. I would prefer you to be closer as well.
You're a good friend.
Do you not believe me?
No, I believe you. I mean, I can feel you being honest. I'm just sad.
Do not be.
I am with you, even if it is only in a mental capacity.
December 24th, 2240. Holophile attached. A study of the Vulcan epic The Peace of Serac by James Tiberius Kirk. HDoc.
Merry Christmas, Spock. It took me a little longer than expected, but I did it.
I did not realize you were reading The Peace of Serac. I had sent that text months ago.
You wrote an essay.
Technically, it's a dissertation, but yeah.
I did not expect this.
Well, I wanted to just talk about it when I finished, but then I got invested in my note-taking, and I figured you might appreciate an orderly explanation of my conclusions in honor of the reading material. It's 258 pages long, excluding the bibliography, because I was invested. It's my Christmas present.
Vulcans do not celebrate Christmas, but I appreciate the sentiment. I look forward to reading your gift. You always prove to have a fascinating take on concrete subjects.
That's because I'm crazy.
Gotta go. We're putting up the tree in the rec room right now, and the captain wants a picture.
Thank you, James.
Welcome.
Chapter 2, 2241. January 1st, 2241. Mother tells me that New Year's Day is a significant holiday for Terrans.
Yeah, I'm not Terran, but yeah, it matters.
I do not understand. How are you not Terran?
Well, technically I am, paperwork-wise, but I was born in Federation space. I've only spent a year of my life on Earth. I've been thinking about this a lot recently.
What do you identify as, if not Terran?
I've taken to referring to myself as a Ferragutian. It confuses the crud out of a lot of people when I say so, which is hilarious. I've even been asked if I wasn't human a couple of times.
Based on your capacity for mastering nearly any skill you are presented with, I am inclined to agree with them. You are not entirely human.
I am, though. We can trace back both sides of my family nearly 600 years.
There is always room for error in such records, but I will accept your reasoning.
Gee, thanks. Here, a little something for New Year's.
Holophile attached, till we meet again, 1940, HVID.
It's kind of sad, but I like it.
Thank you, James.
No problem.
February 14th, 2241.
Will you be my Valentine?
I would need the definition of a Valentine to make such a decision.
Today is Valentine's Day. Originally, it was a day to remember St. Valentine, who married people secretly against the government's orders. Now it's a holiday, dedicated to love more than a weird religion thing, though. You ask people you love to be your Valentine and give them presents and stuff. Nobody really celebrates it here, because most of the crew are single or left their partners behind, but we still give each other candy and stuff. Technically it's romantic, but I don't see why I shouldn't be able to ask you. Friend love is still love.
Vulcans do not feel love.
I can feel you lying so hard right now, my head hurts.
Really, your bad lying is giving me a headache. But I'll let that slide if you agree to be my Valentine.
If you insist.
Great. You should be getting a package in the mail by the end of the day. It's just some chocolate, but they taste nice.
It seems inappropriate that you should give me a gift while I have nothing to offer in return.
It's fine. You didn't know. I expect something next year, though.
I shall endeavor to remember, James.
Happy Valentine's Day, Spock.
February 15th, 2241.
So did my present get to you?
It did.
And?
It appears chocolate has some sort of effect on my cognitive abilities. I was not informed of this fact until after I ingested several of the candies.
Wait, really?
Yes.
Did I get you drunk by accident?
Drunkenness is the effect of alcohol on humans, but the mental handicap is similar.
Whoa, I'm the best gift giver ever.
March 22nd, 2241.
Happy birthday, James. While I am certain you have not yet received my gift, it will likely be waiting for you at the location of the Farragut's next resupply.
A present? I thought you told me Vulcans didn't celebrate birthdays.
We do not. However, my mother informed me that the day of a human's birth is of great importance culturally and is celebrated with sweets and gifts. I do not mind celebrating your birth, James.
You're one of the few.
Thanks, Buck. You're the best.
April 2nd, 2241.
You got me a Vulcan calligraphy set.
I did.
I've been wanting one for months.
I know.
You're my favorite.
I have been informed.
July 4th, 2241.
Hollow file attached, Independence Day, 1996, HVID. Hollow file attached, Independence Day, Resurgence, 2016, HVID. Hollow file attached, Independence Day, Rebellion, 2036 HVID. Hollow file attached, Independence Day Vortex Wars, 2056 HVID. Hollow file attached, Independence Day Return to Earth, 2076.
Happy 4th of July!
There is no need for so many exclamation points, nor is there a need to capitalize the entire phrase, though I recognize it is an indicator of your excitement. Why are you excited, James?
If I'd been born on Earth, I would have been an American. Americans are always obnoxious about being Americans, but especially on Independence Day. I've sent you the first five of the franchise. It's the longest movie franchise in human history. It's about aliens coming down to Earth to steal our resources on Americans' Independence Day, and Americans lead the charge to kick their collective butt back into space.
Fascinating. Is it similar to the Alien franchise?
With Sigourney Weaver?
Nah, that was a horror flick.
This is more about, like, international unity against a global threat. It's really American, mostly American, but some, like, Middle Eastern show up for a hot second, and some British guys. There's this cool African dude in the second one that shows up in the third one as a mentor type. It's a feel-good American series until, like, the eighth one. Then it gets really cool.
Very well. I shall research the subject further if necessary.
You totally should. Also, if you want me to send you the rest of the series, hit me up. It gets really good around ID4.
So good.
I will keep that in mind.
16 hours later.
Send me the remainder of the Independence Day franchise.
Immediately.
You got it, buddy.
October 31st, 2241. You know, the only thing that sucks about growing up in space is there's no trick-or-treating. I'd be so good at trick-or-treating.
What is trick-or-treating?
Panhandling for tots. You go to people's doors and knock and they give you candy. You do this dressed up in a costume on Halloween, which is today on Earth.
Illogical.
Fun. I've got a new franchise for you. It gets bad once they go to space. Actually, before that. But the first couple scare the crud out of me. How much of a handle do you have on the concept of hell?
You sent me Dante's Inferno.
Oh, good.
Holo file attached, Hellraiser 1987, holovid. Holo file attached, Hellbound, Hellraiser 2, 1988, holovid. Holo file attached, Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, 1992, holovid.
After these three, they get super bad. Like bad writing, low budget bad. But the first three were scary. Also,
Holo file attached, Nightbreed, 1990, holovid.
This is another awesome Halloween-esque movie. Enjoy.
I will attempt. November 7th, 2241.
Spock, what happened? You feel really weird.
I apologize. I have had trouble sleeping.
Why?
The illogical belief that the Cenobites are lurking in the shadows has not allowed me much rest.
Are you having nightmares?
Vulcans do not dream, so logically I cannot be having nightmares. I am simply overly alert, and I cannot convince myself I am not in any danger. It has been troubling.
Okay, no more Hellraiser for you.
I believe that would be for the best. December 25th, 2241.
Merry Christmas, Spock. Did you get my present?
I believe I understand now why Captain Pike had you sent to Vulcan. I believe you find my discomfort amusing.
Come on, Spock, admit it. It's a little funny.
You sent me a puzzle box.
The puzzle box. Fully functional, too.
I should hope not.
I wouldn't know. I didn't test it before sending. Tell me if you open any gates to hell, will you?
If a gate to hell opens, I will send the Cenobites along for a recruitment opportunity.
Well, at least I look good in black.
Chapter 3, 2242 to 2244. February 14th, 2242.
Will you be my Valentine, James?
Of course, Spock.
That is fortunate. I have already sent your gift.
I sent you mine already, too. What you get me?
I believe the purpose of wrapping a gift is so that it will be a surprise to the receiver, so I shall refrain from answering. You will find out in time.
But Spock, that could be months from now.
It will not be. I have made sure of that.
How?
You will see.
February 18th, 2242.
You had your father hand me your gift. The ambassador, your father.
He had mentioned that he would stay briefly on the Farragut during the conference on Delta Y. It seemed the most practical option. Did you like your gift?
Oh, yeah. Though, where did an 11-year-old get his hands on Romulan ale? Also, you realize that technically I'm too young to drink.
By a lot. Turnabout is fair play, according to Mother. I trust you shall keep it well hidden.
Oh, boy, yes, I will. You're my favorite.
Indeed. March 22nd, 2242. Happy birthday, James.
Thanks, Spock. I got your present last week. I hope you don't mind, but I opened it earlier.
I expected you would.
Where did you find print copies of Game of Thrones? I thought they were all destroyed when Martin killed off. Wait, have you read them yet?
I have not.
Then I won't give anything away.
This is the best gift anyone's ever given me. A Dream of Spring is in mint condition. I still have shivers thinking about the ending.
And you found it in print.
My mother has some interesting contacts. She wishes you the best as well.
Hi, Lady Amanda. James, she is not here. I know. Send her my love, okay?
As you wish.
Maybe you're my favorite could be our as you wish.
Your need to form mixed media references is quite distracting, James.
Spock?
Yes.
You're my favorite.
Yes, James.
October 31st, 2242. Hollow file attached. Tim Burton, The Nightmare Before Christmas, 1993. Hollow bid.
Hollow file attached. Tim Burton, The Corpse Bride, 2005. Hollow bid.
Hollow file attached. Adam's Family, 1991. Hollow bid.
Hollow file attached. Adam's Family Values, 1993. Hollow bid.
Hollow file attached. Hocus Pocus, 1993. Hollow bid. A little different from last year, but I think you'll like these better. They're seasonal family movies. Not scary at all, promise.
I was not afraid. The Cenobites are disturbing to many viewers.
Sure, Spock. Listen to the songs. They're fun.
Happy Halloween, James.
Yeah. Eat a piece of chocolate for me, would you?
I will consider it.
August 9th, 2243. I just spent the last 4 hours angrier than I have ever been in my life. Want to explain why?
Several of my classmates believe me inferior due to my human blood. While their comments toward my half-Vulcan status do not affect me, the comments directed at my mother were unfortunate. It will not happen again.
Crud, Spock. What did you do to them?
I beat them until they bled.
Oh, well, if that's all, good job sticking up for your mom, Spock.
I am ashamed of my behavior.
Don't be. Those kids were being butts, and your mom's the best. They deserve every hit you gave them.
I find that I do not disagree.
June 12th, 2244. James, your excitement is catching. My classmates have noticed something unusual.
Sorry to mess with your zen, Spock. I have some awesome news, though.
Yes?
We're taking shore leave on Vulcan in a month. Can I come visit?
Of course. I will speak to my parents on the matter.
Spock, this is going to be great. We're going to hang on Vulcan, maybe see the sights, kick your butt at Calto, you know, the usual.
I am uncertain if it is healthy for me to allow you to cling to your delusions. I will see you in a month.
End of part 3.
Continued in part 4, figuring things out for yourself.